You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis, and I want to welcome you to the show. I am super thrilled to be with you today. We're doing a solo episode, and I am excited about this topic, and I cannot wait for you to get into it. But before we get started, let me tell you a story. In 2007, I was at a prayer meeting, and the minister goes, "Anyone who needs to be prayed over, come forward to the front of the altar." Pierre, a friend of mine at the time, gets in line, and when it's his turn, the preacher asks, "Pierre, what would you want to pray for?" Pierre replies, "I need for you to pray for my hearing." The preacher puts one finger in Pierre's ear, and he placed the other hand on top of his head and prays and prays and prays for Pierre. The church joins in with enthusiasm. We were all getting into it. After a few minutes, the minister removes his hand, stands back, and asks, "Pierre, how is your hearing now?" Pierre says, "I don't know, Reverend. It isn't until next Wednesday." That tickled my funny bone as well. This story reminds us that before taking action, we need to understand the context of the conversation. See, the minister was passionate about what he was doing. He wanted to help Pierre. He took initiative. He took action immediately, which leads me to today's episode. The number 9 principle to success, personal initiative. Just like the minister, we believe in being passionate in what we do. So today, I want to give you 3 actionable ways in which you can take your personal initiative to the next level to accomplish your most innate desired goals. Let's start by defining initiative. Taking initiative is recognizing and doing what needs to be done before we are asked to do it. Personal initiative is a motor that starts the faculty of imagination. It just gets the imagination going, gets the brain going, and then put that into action. It is said that those who amount to something worthwhile in life are those who move on their own personal initiative without being told what to do or why they should do it. The minister moved on his own personal initiative, so focused on adding value that he did not consider asking Pierre any further questions. So today's 3 points will help you take big, massive goal and chunk it down to bite size you can chew on and act on immediately. So as we know, a big success is made up of a great number of little circumstances. So you got to chunk it down so that it becomes achievable and it's not lost. So number 1, do not procrastinate. When you get a hunch, an idea, act on it right away, because the brain will start talking you out of it in the next 5 seconds. The brain is designed to protect you. And so anything unfamiliar, it wants to retreat back to what it's used to. So the minute you get an idea, you get a hunch, you want to take initiative and then act on it. And I like this example a whole lot. Imagine you are driving through an unfamiliar town. It is getting dark, your phone just lost service, and you are unable to Google directions. The winding roads are steep with no street lamps for lighting your path. The only light you have are the headlights to your car. Thump, thump, thump. Your car headlight will help you see up to 100 yards, and that's it. You have to move. You have to act. Because once you get to the first 100 yards, then you'll be able to see the next 100 yards. So what am I saying? You will never have the full roadmap to your plans and your goals. You first have to act, take initiative, then the rest will reveal itself to you. But you cannot procrastinate, because if you stand still, nothing will happen. You'll only be able to see 100 yards. And if you don't move to that 100 yard, you won't see the next. So if you do procrastinate, nightfall will creep up upon you. Temperature will drop. You may even run out of gas and be left stranded on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere because you failed to act. Number two, anticipate problem. Be solution-oriented when you are faced with obstacles. Problems are unavoidable. We have them, we get them. A lot of us have learned to embrace them. A lot of us have learned to love them. We've learned to fail forward where we learn from our mistakes. And I'm telling you the same thing right now. They are actually there to help you learn. So foresee problems and then act on them, because they are tools to take you to the next level, the next step. Number three, you can develop initiative. So all is not lost here, my friend. If you struggle in this area of putting yourself out there like I did for many years, I'm here to tell you, you can learn to assert yourself. Not be overly aggressive, overly confident. I'm talking about asserting yourself where it is necessary, where you see the need to take action, because life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Going beyond your threshold may seem super scary and uncomfortable, but what's more terrifying is knowing that you know where you are, but you don't know where you could be. So I'll pose it in a different way. You know who you are today, but you don't know who you could become tomorrow. The question is, who are you becoming? And that person, my friend, is worth getting to know. So I want to share with you some things that taking initiative is and what it is not. So personal initiative is optimistic. It is being positive and just having a positive mental attitude all around. It is not pessimistic at all. Personal initiative is active, not passive. It's action related. It's action oriented. You got to move. You got to consistently keep moving. It's not passive. It's not beating around the bush. It is very direct, which is my third point. It is direct. You're not being directed. Being directed is being told what to do. You're no longer in control. So the habit of personal initiative not only inspires one to move on his own responsibility, but it also influences them to carry through until he completes what he has started. As we know, a winner never quits and a quitter never wins. Morning enthusiasts, that is personal initiative for you. In my previous visits, I have given you a blueprint of the steps you should take in promoting yourself to whatever stage in life you desire. Business, better parenting, better friendship, better relationships, promotion at work, whatever it may be, lose that weight. I have given you the blueprint of how to go about attaining these goals. Now, let me give you a brief review of the eight principles we have covered previously. One is definite purpose. As I like to put it, how do you get up, dress up, and show up in the world? What is your life's purpose? How do you add value? Number two, the mastermind principle. If you have not already formed a friendly alliance with those who can help you in attaining your major purpose in life, you should move on your own personal relationship and form this alliance today. Three, having faith in yourself, your ability to carry out your dreams. It's crucial. Faith starts within. You gotta believe you're capable. You gotta believe you're worthy. Number four, going the extra mile. This is a must. If your major goal is anything worth striving for, this is the principle which gives you the power to carry out your plan. Number five, you cannot accomplish anything first without having a pleasing personality. And it is something you must acquire through your personal initiative. You have to own it. You have to step into it. You have to claim it. You have to want to learn it. You have to move on it. Six, self-discipline. We talked about that. And the sixth principle of success is also something you acquire through your personal initiative. You need to hold yourself accountable here. You need to hold yourself accountable for your actions or lack of actions, because you are responsible for your success and failures. Whether you think you can or you think you cannot, you are right. Henry Ford said that, and it's very, very powerful. Number 7, a positive mental attitude, which is the most important out of the 12 great riches that I mentioned you can get if you practice these principles, is also the product of your own personal initiative. And 8, enthusiasm, the state of mind which only you can generate through your own personal initiative. So you see, personal initiative intertwines into every one of the success principles that we've covered thus far. And we have about 10 more. So hang in there. I plan on doing 2 next month and then 1 thereafter. And we will get through them all because it's exciting. So for our next visit, we will cover number 10, principle of success and its accurate thinking. So until next time, thank you for tuning in. I love you. And you guessed it, I will see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. Stay blessed.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.